You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So glad you guys could tune in today. I know there's been a lot of confusion this morning as the Obamacare health insurance exchanges open up. I've been up since 5 this morning, my time. Stupid cats woke me up. Dogs were asleep, so it wasn't the dogs this time. Stupid cats, especially one of them. So I got up, and I wanted to start looking for health insurance. And I immediately tried to log on to healthcare.gov. Some problems with the site. Finally, I get on at about 5:45, and this is expected. We knew the server was going to be overloaded because, mind you, I'm Pacific time. So 5 a.m. Pacific time, it was already 8 a.m. Eastern. So then it leaks me to the Nevada website, and the Nevada website was down. Nevada website was down for about an hour, maybe hour and a half. I was just able to log on before the show because I just wanted to get some prices for you guys, just to kind of show you what we're looking at. And I signed up, got my username, kicks me off. Doesn't like my username. Dr. Dahlia. Maybe they know who I am. All right, so I tried it again, right, messed around, came up with another username, came up with another password. I finally got to the point after being kicked out a couple loops to get a verification number. And the verification number went to my email. It wasn't in the email, but it went to spam. So for those of you that are kind of having trouble navigating this, make sure to check your spam folder. Because maybe for a lot of us, our computer thinks whatever comes from the government is bullcrap, throws it into the junk pile, and rightfully so. But in this particular case, you want it. So you go into your spam, you get the verification email. I put in the verification email, again, kicked me out of the loop. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it knows my username and password. I could just re-sign in, and no. So I'm still back to the starting point with this, and I'm not that worried. I mean, I understand about computers. That's not a big deal. Because, again, we weren't supposed to buy insurance today. This was more to try to enroll. Okay, and we have time to enroll, so we don't have to do it by the close of today by any means. So I'm not really worried about the glitches, and we're not going to, you know, talk about the glitches. It would be kind of nice for it to work. And this has nothing to do with the government shutdown. These are computers, okay? I mean, these websites were supposed to have been designed on autopilot over the past couple years, okay? Specifically over the last year. These were supposed to be designed. So I'm not worried about the government shutdown, messing this up. I'm not too worried about that. Would really like to have some answers. Would really like to know what some of these numbers are. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is some Obamacare scams that we are being warned of. And I want to make sure you guys don't fall, into that. We're also going to be talking about how a midlife crisis could put you at risk for Alzheimer's. Not fun. Going to talk about a 2-year-old boy that actually, quote unquote, gave birth to his twin parasite. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So apparently he had a twin in his belly. Okay. It happens very rarely with some twins and their separation in the womb. And then wearing a tight belt could put you at risk for throat cancer. We'll tell you why. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, if any of you have gotten a heads up, and I don't care wherever you live, I'd love to, if you're in Michigan, if you're in Kansas, Wisconsin, Wyoming, California, New York, Texas, Florida, okay, if you have any idea in your particular state what some of these insurance companies are charging, would love to hear it. I'd like to know what's out there. Like I said, I wish I was able to log on this morning to get some real good information. So as you guys are getting your information, I'd love to hear it. Do you like it? Is this really good? Or is it a huge disappointment? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, according to Detroit Free Press or freep.com. They're looking at the Michigan, of course, health insurance marketplace, okay? They say some leaner policies cover 60% of medical expenses. They start at $140 a month if you're 25 years old who don't use tobacco. So a 25-year-old could get away with paying $140 a month if they don't smoke pot. Meth, whole different story, or smoke regular cigarettes. Meth, pot, whole different story. Now, they say there's also some policies that cover 90% of medical expenses, but could be over $1,500 a month for a 55-year-old smoker. So for those of you who don't pay $1,500 a month now, you can be lucky enough to have the option of paying $1,500 a month now. All right. Yes, there's supposed to be tax credits from what we understand. We're not going to find out about them. What's kind of interesting is we're getting reports now that some of you are not able to find out about the subsidies currently online. You have to either call a representative or call somebody in the government. And if people are furloughed today because of the shutdown, that really doesn't help. Okay. From what we understand in Michigan, they say policies on the Michigan's exchange are plotted on a very long sliding scale of coverage, benefits, risk, and federal financial aid. We aren't, though, getting any other numbers from what I understand out of this particular article. Now, apparently here in Wayne County, they say a 25-year-old who doesn't smoke can buy a silver plan. Silver plan covers 70% of the medical costs, can spend anywhere from $149 per month to $340 a month. A 25-year-old where it covers 70% of medical costs, $340 a month. Okay, that doesn't make sense. That's kind of a lot of money. Now, then a 55-year-old tobacco user, anywhere from $365 to $868. Of course, they don't reflect the tax credits if you qualify. So what we're getting is, if you're a smoker, expect your rates to be extremely high. If you're young and healthy, expect to still pay. We need your money if you're young. There's not a lot of you young ones out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you. What are you guys finding? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Nina writes, some of the Obamacare websites look like private company websites. How can I tell the difference? I don't know. I got to tell you, I've been only going to healthcare.gov, and then I've been clicking on the Nevada website link. I've been very careful about clicking on other links because I'm extremely intimidated by my computer. I can't tell you how many times I accidentally downloaded something I really didn't want to download. Like I was trying to download like a Windows Movie Maker, okay, because it said free Windows Movie Maker download, and I have Windows. So you thought you could just do that, and now I have some crap on my computer with all these pop-ups. So, yeah, be very, very careful. What I'm under the impression of, okay, and please, anybody out there, correct me if I'm wrong, is to look up things on these exchanges, you shouldn't have to download anything, okay? You shouldn't have to hit anything that says yes or no or allow. I could be wrong. Again, I haven't had a chance to go on every state's website yet, but it should be as simple as hitting the purple box next and it guiding you on where to go. But you do bring up a good point, which leads into our scam section here. We're being warned by Forbes and by Next Avenue and a variety of outlets telling us how to be careful of some scams that are going to come with these Obamacare exchanges. Now, right now they're saying that, keep in mind, the healthcare exchanges in many states are not ready. Okay, for example, they say here, according to the Saturday's New York Times, Oregon residents signing up for their exchange will have to go through an insurance agent or a community group until at least mid-October. So Oregon residents are just going to have to use their agent. I don't think their online websites are up. They say the Washington, D.C. Health Benefit Exchange Authority's executive director found a high error rate, about 15% in pre-launch tests, determining whether its users would be eligible for tax credits or Medicaid, which brings up another point. Well, there's going to be fraud even on the American people side of things in terms of them trying to tell the government that they make only X amount. From what we understand, the government cannot verify right here, right now, if you're lying to them online. So, unfortunately, they may tell you, fine, you get the credit. And so we're paying for your tax credit when you really never deserved it. Now, the IRS later can double check and come after you. And I wouldn't encourage any of you to do that. Okay? Because I'm sure that's going to be just easy money for them to just go after the people who tried to get the credits. But from what we understand, a part of this whole big cluster that's happening today is people can put whatever the hell they want online. Just like with voter registration, you can put whatever the hell you are online. Nobody is verifying, which is some scary stuff. They say in Colorado during October, Coloradans who want to know if they're eligible for an Obamacare subsidy will not find out online. They have to call a customer service representative. Maryland small businesses will not be able to buy coverage until January. They can't shop till at least November 1. Apparently many states, the exchanges aren't even going to be ready today. And from what we understand, we have until December 15th to sign up for coverage that's supposed to start this January 1st. So we have time. This is a cluster today. We knew it would be. Let's just let all the kinks get worked out. I'm assuming the kinks would be worked out, but we really are a complete mess right now, especially with the shutdown. Now, what about scams? What about some scams out there, and how could you protect yourself? Well, apparently, there's supposed to be an Obamacare card. Now, this confuses people because of the Obama phone. Okay, apparently Obama's administration handed out phones to people, so they think there's an Obamacare card. Okay, the Better Business Bureau has issued a warning saying do not fall for that. You do not need a card. There's no card needed, okay? Why this is a scam is because some of these are asking for your Social Security, your bank account, etc., so then they could send you the Obamacare card. Don't give anybody your Social Security or bank account. Although on my drive to work when I was listening to Fox News, they were talking about how some of these sites are asking for your Social Security, etc. Be very, very careful which site you're giving this to. From what I understand, the only one I'm familiar with is the healthcare.gov. Now, they also said be careful for the phony government employee phone call. Apparently, an older resident was tricked into providing her Social Security number and medical information by somebody claiming to be from the federal government who wanted to confirm her eligibility for Obamacare. All right? Federal agencies usually do not phone call you, email you, etc. Usually they contact you through mail. Okay? We're all eligible for Obamacare as long as we want to spend the money. So nobody needs to be soliciting, right? We've been calling this Obamacare because we don't know what else to call this absolute cluster. But it's not, are you eligible for Obamacare? That doesn't exist. That's a make-believe statement. Okay? We're all, quote-unquote, eligible for Obamacare. What Obamacare is the healthy, the young, paying for people who can't afford their rates, and there not being enough of us, and the rates rising. Okay, Obamacare plan isn't something you have to see to eligible for. Now, in terms of being eligible for a subsidy, your insurance broker could figure that out, or the website broker could figure that out. You really don't need somebody over the phone getting that information, so be careful. Then they say that there's bogus Obamacare navigators. Now, from what we understand, these navigators, okay, I guess are supposed to have been hired, okay, by the Obama administration to help you navigate through Obamacare. Now, how the hell do you know if one of these quote-unquote navigators is really a government worker or not? These people can claim they're navigators, open up a little cubby or cubicle somewhere, say they're there to help you with Obamacare, have some form that they printed out at Kinko's or whatever, okay, have you fill it out with your private information, take your private information. Okay, I would really be hesitant on using a navigator. Okay, from what I understand, these health insurance brokers are really not charging. I mean, whenever I've used a health insurance broker and then I've gone to an actual website to purchase health insurance, the cost was the same. So I would really use a broker, okay, that is licensed, has a business license, so that, you know, you could trace if, God forbid, anything happened. The Obamacare website. So here we go. This is about the websites. We've known that there's a lot of idiots out there, real evil idiots. We're like, after a natural disaster or something, you will have these fake websites that pop up just so you could get money, or just so they could get money. The Obamacare websites are going to be, the quote-unquote Obamacare websites will be the same. They're going to look real, but they aren't. Okay, for example, there was a Pennsylvania health exchange. This was run by a private insurance broker. Regulators and I guess news people got wind of it, and then the site went dark. So Pennsylvania Health Exchange, or if you, I don't know, look up Arizona Health Exchange, that may not necessarily mean it's the Obamacare Health Exchange website. This is so confusing for people. So, like I said, go to healthcare.gov. Hopefully they link you with the right website. And then we have quote-unquote Medicare scare tactics that are out there. Apparently AARP has received complaints from people over 65 who are receiving these phone calls that are scaring the hell out of them, saying they're going to be losing their Medicare coverage unless they provide the caller with their Social Security and other private information. Again, nothing over the phone. No phone. Okay? All right. Now, you are not supposed to lose Medicare on Obamacare. All right? Those of you that have Medicare are supposed to stay on Medicare. Obamacare shouldn't really affect you except for what Medicare needs to do to compensate for the lack of money coming into the government, them paying less, or you having a higher deductible, or you having less of your drugs covered, etc. Okay, but you're not going to lose Medicare as a whole. Many people with Medicare are being involved with quote-unquote Obamacare because they want to purchase private insurance. For example, one of my patients early this morning before I started my show said she can't find a gynecologist who takes Medicare. She said the nearest gynecologist, and mind you, I live in Las Vegas, she called up Medicare. They told her the nearest one was in Orange County. She's like, what the hell are you talking about? I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's got to be a gynecologist that takes Medicare. So that's where the concern is. So, again, be very careful. Go to healthcare.gov for most of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a very interesting article. It just caught my eye out of the LA Times. They say almost one in three Jewish Americans had a Christmas tree last year. And this was out of a poll. And this poll interviewed about 3,500 Jewish Americans on their beliefs and their practices. And they found that roughly Jews are becoming less religious and starting to adopt other cultures and religions. They also found some of the political leanings kind of interesting of Jewish Americans. And I kind of wanted to look at this and talk about this with you guys, because as a Jewish American, right, I do things, you know, my own way, and I do things the religious way. And I think you're allowed to have some individuality in your religion. Right? I don't think no two people worship the same. My, you know, prayers to God, right, are different from other prayers. Okay, yes, I mean, you know, you're in temple, right? You read from the Bible and you read the passages and you say the prayers. But I always like to individualize it. You know, I don't want my prayers to just come from the book. I want to also pray, right, my own way, thank them for certain things happening in my life. It's interesting. All right, but do I put up a Christmas tree in my home? I don't. I don't put up a Christmas tree in my home, but I do for Opportunity Village, which is a phenomenal charity in Las Vegas, Nevada, that helps people with certain disabilities reengage in the workplace. They have a magical forest, and we decorate a tree once a year. I think it is a beautiful forest. It's exquisite, and I decorate a tree, whether it's a Christmas tree, whether it's a tree, you know. And, you know, when we look at religion and we look at Christmas, okay, some of us love the Christmas trees and the snowmen and the candy cane and the pediatricizing of the holiday. But I also love and appreciate the historical context and the beauty of the birth of Jesus, the wise men, the star, etc. And there's been a lot of controversy I've seen over the last few years with all religions. Where are we, what's the word for it? De-emphasizing the religiousness as we celebrate our holidays. Now, you know, growing up Jewish, okay, our holidays, I knew as a Jewish girl that my holidays were nowhere going to be near as fun as my Christian friends, okay? You guys get Easter. You have an Easter egg hunt, okay? Now, mind you, we know what the resurrection of Christ. I understand Easter, extremely important holidays, one of the most important holidays, okay, that we have. Okay, but yeah, for kids, you do the Easter egg hunt, a lot of candy, Easter baskets. Okay, so as a kid, you see that. Okay? Yeah, you understand there's supposed to be more religious and important historical implications in the holiday, but you see the Easter eggs, etc. For us with Passover, it's all about the history. And so what do? We hunt for the afikoman, which is a piece of matzah. Nowhere near as fun. Nah, yeah, you get a little gift if you find the piece of matzah. Nothing like an Easter egg hunt. Alright, but we do that. Okay? Hanukkah. Hanukkah is not supposed to be the Jews' biggest holiday. Hanukkah was a very sad time, all right, with the persecution of the Jews, many people being killed if they didn't convert, all right, the Maccabees forming a union to fight, the historical story of the miracle with the oil that lasted 8 days. Many people got killed during that period of time. And Hanukkah, though, was never supposed to be a happy, happy holiday. Purim is really supposed to be our happy holiday of the year, okay? Where, again, the Jews were freed from oppression. But Hanukkah comes around Christmas time, so we celebrate Hanukkah. We have a menorah. We put the menorah out very proud. We light the menorah for the 8 days, and we decorate the house, and we put presents under the menorah. Well, you know, I love the holiday time so much that I like to embrace every part of it. The green, the snow, the candy canes, the snowmen, the beautiful Christmas stories, the beautiful story of Hanukkah in and of itself. And so we really make a big thing for Hanukkah at our house. We don't put up a tree. We have a big menorah, and we put the presents around the menorah. Okay, and we have all these blue and silver decorations, etc. We got candy, and we have blue stockings. All right, and I think it's fine. All right, but what I do agree with in terms of people getting kind of upset that people think Christmas is all about snowmen is I really love the idea of these holidays integrating what the holidays are really about. I think kids need to know the history. I think that is extremely important. Okay? I mean, that's why you go to church, you know, Christmas Day. That's why we go to temple during the holidays. You know, the holidays aren't just about chocolate and presents and fun. Now, are we diluting religion by not bringing up the birth of Christ, bringing up the history, or letting families Jewish families have a Christmas tree? No, I don't think so. If you are teaching your children the Bible, if that's what you believe in, teaching the kids the history, teaching kids about how our ancestors triumphed and lost their lives. You don't want to sour the mood, but I think it's absolutely fine to, glorify the holiday as long as you're still incorporating some of what's really, really there. Now, they say 1 out of 3 Jewish Americans had a Christmas tree in their home last year. Only 22% said they kept kosher at home. 22% kept kosher. Now, that's kind of scary. We aren't completely kosher at our house, but we do avoid pork, shrimp. We do avoid mixing milk and meat. And we basically still do kosher style. We still respect the laws of the Old Testament. We just don't do it to a religious T. All right. But why would a third of Jewish Americans, though, actually put up a Christmas tree when they could easily do that with menorah? Well, I don't think a lot of people are still marrying of their faith. I think we have a lot of people, a lot of Catholics, Christians, Mormons, Jews, Hindus, etc., that don't marry within their faith. And there's a lot of interfaith marriages. So many marriages combine all the cultures. And whatever seems to be easier and being taken on and being accepted by the family ends up winning. Apparently in the study, they found less are likely to believe in God. 23% of Jewish Americans say they don't believe, compared with 7% of the general public. I find that kind of odd because to be Jewish, you do believe in God, right? Like to be, it just to me, you know. Orthodox Jews, of course, 83% said religion is extremely important in their lives. But 2% of Orthodox Jews don't believe in God. That's very interesting. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They talk about how Jews tend to lean to the left politically. I'm seeing a huge shift. Being conservative like I am, I'm seeing a huge shift in Republican Jews or conservative Jews. Orthodox Jews more to lean towards the right than more of the liberal. Some people think U.S. doesn't support Israel enough. We also find that many Jews do agree with many of Catholicism stands and in terms of certain beliefs when it comes to abortion, etc. But as you have more left-leaning Jews, we also see a lot of Jews, like, for example, in my family, homosexuality embraced. Okay? You have family members that are homosexual. As a Jew Christian, you're going to love them. They're your family. Okay? And as we should. So, very interesting study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so midlife crises could raise Alzheimer's risk. Lord have mercy. We know many of us are just on the verge of one. But this makes a lot of sense, right? Because we know that people who live through natural disasters or major trauma or some severe psychological stress does seem to have an effect on their mental and physical health over a lifetime. And we have seen studies increasing risk of dementia or Alzheimer's to traumatic events. Like, for example, you lose a spouse. Somebody loses a spouse, they end up starting to immediately lose their memory. So we've seen this many times. Well, in this current study, they looked at 800 Swedish women for almost 40 years. This study started back in 1968. The women were born before 1930, had a bunch of neuropsychiatric tests in 1968 when they were in their late 30s, mid-40s, and 50s, and then later again in their later years. They were asked about the impact of 18 common stressors like divorce, being a widow, serious illness, death of a child, mental illness or alcoholism of a family member, them being unemployed, a partner unemployed, poor social support, etc. And the study found that the number of stressors the woman experienced was associated with the number and severity of symptoms of distress throughout their life. Having more stressors at the outset of the study was associated with a 21% greater risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and a 15% increased risk of developing any sort of dementia. It took about 29 years on average for the dementia to develop. By 78 years old would be the average of when these women were diagnosed. So what is it? Is it the stress hormones that get increased, like your cortisol? Is the brain changing? Does depression change the brain, lack of sleep, etc.? Are there other inflammatory hormones? Is it because when you're stressed, you smoke? Maybe you comfort eat? You know, what is it? But I can't stress enough, and I need to take my own advice, to really cut the stress in your life. Now, that's very, very difficult to do. I don't think I've ever been more stressed than I am now. Even though we went through deaths in the family, etc., medical school, residency, money issues. And I think the reason why I feel in our particular family we're more stressed is because the economy has a lot to do with it. But also, when you become quote-unquote middle-aged, okay, you lose that. Even though we always have it, but we perceive that the light at the end of the tunnel's kind of becoming a shorter tunnel, and we don't have that much concrete left till the light that's supposed to be there is supposed to be there. You kind of get what I'm saying, right? Is the tunnel going to be long enough for us to have time to see the light, and are we going to even be able to reach the end of the tunnel? So when you're younger and you're going through stress, you know, every time I went through something traumatic when I was younger, I kept telling myself it's going to get better, you know, because, again, I mean, I'm only in my 20s. Yeah, you know, I mean, this is going to end soon, okay? I'm going to get a job. I'm going to, you know, things that I'm going to be done with this guy I'm dating or whatever I went through. And, you know, luckily I didn't go through anything as horrific as a hurricane or a Holocaust or anything like that. But still, deaths in the family and some of the trauma we endured, it does. It takes its toll. But when you're younger, like, okay, well, I'm going to be forgetting about this because, you know, when I later reach what I want to reach, okay, when I reach my goals, I'm going to be happy. Well, there was a study that came out a couple months ago where most people have reached their goals by the age of 37. By 37 years old, their life goals, they've reached. And it really doesn't seem to get better than that. Now, is that true? Okay, now when I was 37, I started my radio show. So I started my career in show business, which is something I always wanted to do. I had a practice. I had a family. They're kind of right. So now here I am in my 40s, and a lot of us were in our 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. And we go, well, wait a second. No. Where I am right now, it's not where I want it to be. I didn't want to be struggling for money, not having anything in the bank, worried about a sick relative, you know, dealing with you know, whatever else you're dealing with. And then you start to go through a little bit of a midlife crisis. Now, mind you, me personally, I'm very grateful. Everything God gave me, I am extremely grateful for. I am. Okay? But I still get stressed over what's going on in our lives. Okay? I'm not really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I know I have some health issues I'm going to have to take care of. I don't know what's happening with health insurance. I don't know what's happening with money. Our savings is completely bottomed out after this recession depression. All right? So, yeah, we're nervous. We're nervous a lot. Things are not looking like, oh, no big deal when things get better. And I think the reason why is a lot of times we feel we've maxed out. Okay? When you're young, you're like, well, I could always go to school, or I could always get married, or I could always hook up with somebody and form a business. When you're middle-aged, you don't really see those as options. Now, I started to have a little pity party one night years ago. This is when I was about 35, 36, and I wasn't feeling sorry for myself or crying, but I was talking to a friend of mine, Eleni. I was at her house, and we were talking about, you know, what we always want to do, and she was going back to school and starting a company at the time, and I'm like, I'm so envious. I think that's wonderful. I love how you're able to, you know, rejuvenate and you know, reinvent yourself. And she's like, well, you could do that, too. What have you always wanted to do? Like, well, I've always wanted to be in show business, you know, but I'm too old. She's like, you're not too old. I go, I am too old. Nobody's going to want to hear me sing, especially since I don't sing on key. All right? Nobody's going to want to see me act. Viggo Mortensen is probably not going to do any more sex scenes. So what movie? What is there going to be any more Lord of the Rings? And she said, you're not too old. If you want to go into show business, you do it. And I didn't so much go into show business. I decided to pay for some airtime to answer people's medical questions on air just to kind of go on the radio a little bit and, you know, see if I could help the community out. And boom, it turned into a show. And God willing, hopefully we're going to be signing up for a TV deal soon. And, you know, I look at that and I go, wow. You know, so can life restart, or can you start another chapter? Okay. Can you start another chapter when you're middle aged? You can. Absolutely. Now, yes, you know, I'm probably going to have failures like we all do with any business venture. Okay. Radio for the past 4.5 years has been a very rocky road. I am so grateful I'm here with Genesis Communications Network. Never thought I would be globally syndicated on XM, all the, you know, having all the listeners that we have. I'm so grateful for that. But you don't have to have a midlife crisis. You don't. You're never too old. If you want to go back to school, if you want to be a singer, if you want to be an artist, if you want to be a chef, you could do that. Okay, be a Playboy bunny model? No, probably not. But the one thing I think we've all seen is that, and look at Susan Boyle. Okay, this is the time where middle-agers get to reinvent themselves. And maybe that's the silver lining to this crappy recession depression we're in. Many of us that were basically working a I still don't see how people have 9-to-5 jobs, but a 6-to-6 job like I do. You know, those of us working 6-to-6, right? We would have just been probably, if the recession didn't change, just be doing that the rest of our lives. Maybe those of us having the money problem, maybe some of us need that stress in order to grow. You know what strengthens your bones with osteoporosis? The only thing that strengthens your bones, okay, it's not medicine, it's not hormones, it's stress on the bones with activity. Sometimes you need a little bit of stress, a little bit of stress. And what you do is you take that momentum and you make it into something. Come up with your home business. If there's something you wanted to do, do it. All right? But make sure whatever it is, you like it and you have fun, because it's definitely not worth dementia. When we come back, we're going to talk about this 2-year-old, quote-unquote, pregnant boy and deadly seawater bacteria. Scary stuff. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
David J. Smith for News Watch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to NewsWatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.